Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and the president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, have put China on the defensive with a historic, upbeat phone call to discuss Washington's role in possibly helping the diplomatically isolated island gain international status. Wang Li is China's foreign minister. Wang said it was just a small trick by Taiwan. He says it will not change the international bedrock of the One China policy. He said, I think it will not change the relationship between China and the U.S. Although Washington is a supporter of Taiwan, there has been no contact between leaders of the two countries since the U.S. formally broke off diplomatic relations in 1979 out of deference to China. A U.S. presidential commission is calling on the incoming administration to immediately take steps to enhance cybersecurity, both the private and public sectors. The commission's recommendations include the creation of two positions within the Trump administration, an assistant to the president for cybersecurity and an ambassador for cybersecurity who would work with officials in other countries to strengthen international security. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast, first-ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Fighting is about 50 kilometers west of Kandala, where regional troops face landmines. The governor of the region, who's leading the offensive, confirmed the fighting, saying the forces were attacked by IS fighters. This is VOA News.